Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
My guest today is Melanie Rembrandt. She helps businesses boost sales, awareness, and credibility via public relations and SEO content marketing strategy. She's the founder of Rembrandt Writes and is also known as the Small Business PR Expert. I think we all will pick up some great nuggets from her today.
Welcome to the podcast, Melanie. I'm so excited to have this opportunity to spend some time with you.
Hi, Pat. It's so nice to talk to you after going all through all these emails and phone calls. So it's nice to chat here.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get started. Let's just jump right in. Why don't you tell our audience what you do, and then kind of more importantly, why? Why do you do it?
Well, basically, I help entrepreneurs boost sales, awareness, and credibility with a unique combination of public relations and copywriting. And I got into it because I worked my way through school doing public relations and writing. And then when I got out, you know, I continued writing and I worked for small businesses and nonprofits and hospitals all the way up to big Fortune 500 companies. And after working for two tech companies and getting laid off twice, I decided to take matters into my own hands and said, this is ridiculous. And I started my own business. And from there, a lot of entrepreneurs were coming up to me and they had been ripped off by big agencies who didn't get them any results. So I really formed my business to help entrepreneurs and, you know, the small business owners, because I'm a small business owner and I know how difficult it can be. I really wanted to help them get their message out there without getting ripped off or wasting time and money.
Yeah, right. And so you help them with their content writing?
I do. I have been writing since I was a little girl, and it's something I love to do. And, you know, I don't think people give a lot of credit to content. I mean, you always hear that content is king.
Yeah.
That is really true, because it's all about getting the messaging out there, and content is a really key part of that.
And so by content, do you mean blogging too?
Oh yes, all types of content.
Yeah.
Basically, I really want to get the right message out to the right people at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not just press releases, it's blogs and articles, it's even direct mail pieces, articles, white papers, you name it, because you want to reach your audience the way that they will see your news or information.
Yes.
So it all works together.
Yeah, okay, great. So when you talk about blogs, is there a certain number of words that I keep hearing different things like, oh yeah, they should be really short. Oh no, they should be 2,000 words long. What's your opinion on how long a blog should be?
Well, you can always test it. With today's technology, you can write a really short blog or you can write a really long blog. And then you can go into your Google Analytics and see how many people actually read it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know most of the search engines today really look for blogs and articles that are at least 300 words,
mm-hmm.
but it really depends on your target market. So let's say you write a short blog and it gets a lot of attention. Maybe that's the length that your target market likes. So that's the great thing about technology. You can really look at it, and if it's not working, change it right away.
Yeah, right. And so do you suggest making the articles skimmable so that there's like bullet points that people can, and headlines and things like that to help people read quickly?
Oh, definitely.
Short attention spans.
Yes. You're going to have a few people who read your entire article or blog, no matter how long it is. And then you have people who are skimmers. So I always suggest you make each subtitle like a little headline so people can really understand what your article is about before they even read the whole thing. Plus, the search engines love to see those little subtitles that have your keywords in it. So
they
it's very helpful in many ways.
Yeah. Okay, great. That sounds great. So let's talk about PR a little bit. So why do businesses need to have PR, especially the small businesses?
Well, I think, first of all, a lot of people aren't quite sure what PR or public relations is. A lot of people think it stands for press release.
Yeah.
And really, when it comes down to it, it's the communications you have with everyone. I mean, that includes your employees, your associates, customers, the media, you name it. So it's really about the messaging you're sending out to all those different people who are involved with your business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really does focus on the media, though. It's really about sending the right message out to the media. And the reason public relations is so great for small businesses, because it really only costs you time and effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can call a media member in your local area, and that might equal a huge feature story in your local newspaper. And all you did was make a phone call. So it's one of the great kind of secrets that small businesses should use today.
Yes, but and when you make that phone call, how do you know what you're pitching them is going to catch their attention? Can you give us some tips about that?
Sure. Obviously, you want to get some training and rehearse what you're going to say in advance. And the way to do that is to think about the value that you offer that specific media. You know, the days of sending out thousands of press release notices to this blank list, it just are over. It just doesn't work anymore. Everything has to be very targeted. So, and I always tell small business owners, if they're new, to start small with like a local newspaper. And, you know, reporters get inundated every day with all these calls from all these different people. So you really want to provide value when you call. You want to read what they write ahead of time and what they're interested in. And that way you can kind of put some bullet points down of, okay, this is what I have to offer. This is the news story. And then you kind of practice it. And then you can call the media member and give them some valuable information they can actually use. And they might just listen to you.
Yeah. If it's a good day, right?
Exactly. And you just never know. And sometimes you can just call a media member and introduce yourself. You know, hi, I'm Bob. I've been in the local area for 20 years. I'm a plumber. And if you ever need any experts on this subject, you know, I'd be happy to help you.
Yeah.
And even if you don't get a story that day, at least you are starting to build a relationship with the local media. So you just never know what can happen.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. I know a long, long time ago, back in the early 2000s, I owned a set of 10 locations for a fitness franchise.
And oh my goodness.
Every time we opened a new one, we had a list of all these places, like 40 different little small town newspapers, and that we would send our press release out of, none of which ever published them, of course.
Well, at least you made the effort, you know, you knew you had to do it.
But there were places online that we could submit to. And now I noticed that there's not as many of those kind of places, or they charge now more for that. Can you address that a little bit about online press release?
Yes. I mean, you can distribute a press release anywhere from zero to thousands and thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're just starting out as a small business owner, you want to go towards the zero range. And there are free press release distribution sites out there. If you do a search for free press release distribution, you'll come up with them. However, the results are probably not going to be that great.
Yeah.
So your best bet is to look at the media that your target market pays attention to and really do your research, because most of the industry newspapers or your local papers, radio, television, they want local stories. So you really don't need a budget. You can post your press release online and the search engines will pick it up. But most of your stories are going to come from that personal pitching and talking to people. Yikes, a lot of people don't like to talk to people anymore.
Get out of your comfort zone and do that.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you're a media member, you probably get hundreds of email pitches a day, and you probably just ignore all of them.
Yeah.
But if someone calls you on the phone and is very personable and real and really wants to help you, you're probably going to pay more attention to that. Mm-hmm. So you probably do need to get out of your comfort zone if you're used to email only.
Yeah. And what about that harrow that comes out periodically during the day? Is that something worth subscribing to, do you think?
It is. I mean, it's free, and it's basically Harrow is help a reporter out, and they send emails every day talking about different media members wanting different stories, and they want to talk to different people. And that's a great way to reach out to specific media members looking for people like you, and it's absolutely free. So it is a great tool to use.
Do you use that for your clients, just skimming through what's there, or doesn't that matter because you already have your foot to the ground?
Well, I have used it in the past. It's very helpful to kind of see what's going on, and I look at it for trends too, but I do very specific pitching. So a lot of times the media members looking for stories aren't media members that my clients would be interested in. So it really just depends. I mean, it's definitely worth taking a look at to see if it will work for you.
Yeah. So let's turn our attention to copywriting and having a good content strategy. Tell us why that's so important for small business owners.
Well, if people aren't aware of it, a content strategy is just basically a plan of what you're going to do with your content. Mm-hmm. And you want to have this in place in advance because you want to get the most out of that content possible. Let's say you write a blog. You can turn that into social media posts and also a podcast. You can record it and have an audio version of it. And if you plan accordingly, you can even combine those blogs to create that book you've always wanted to write. So a content strategy is just outlining all the different types of content that are going out there and, you know, monitoring it to see how it works and kind of the results you want from each. So a content strategy is just organizing all of your content so you get the most out of it possible.
Yes, so I totally agree with you on that. I have this little infographic that has video on one side of it because that's our main business. So video, and then you turn that into some sort of writing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's your blogger or something. They, you go do speaking and you send people to your video, or you get their names and you put them on your newsletter list, and then you send the newsletter out with the video in it. So it's all like interconnected, just like you said. So
exactly.
Do you think that their newsletter, their email newsletter, is part of their content strategy then?
Oh, definitely. Because a lot of times in the newsletter, you use that to build relationships and you want to send people back to your website or an article or a video, what have you. Mm-hmm. And again, with today's technology, you can record and analyze all of those links to see what people are clicking on. Yeah. And if they see a particular topic that they like a lot, you probably want to write more about that topic because that's what they're interested in. So yes, yeah. All of your content can be organized, and it might take a little while to organize it. You can do it, you know, really in a simple way, like on an Excel spreadsheet or even on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. but it will save you a lot of time and effort in the end, and you'll get better results.
Yeah, right. So copywriting sounds like a scary word to small business owners.
Really, know? And a lot of people think it's the legal copyright that you do to a document.
Oh, yeah.
It's basic. It's just a fancy word for writing copy, which is what they call it in the advertising marketing world. It's just basically writing content. So a copywriter is basically someone who writes copy. I particularly focus on copy that sells. So that means anytime I write a marketing piece, it is to sell a particular product or service for a company.
Yeah. And does that go on their website then as part of the copy on that page? Or are you talking about like flyers and other things like that?
Well, all of the above. Copy relates to any content. Sometimes that copy will show up online. A lot of times it's just a very specific piece that's written for maybe a postcard or direct mail piece. Mm-hmm. Again, it depends on what you're trying to do, who your target market is, and it all comes back to being very focused on how you're sending that content out.
Yes, right, exactly. And testing.
Right. And it's not that difficult. There are a lot of applications out there, or you could just take a look at your Google Analytics and say, oh, that was really popular. So don't make it too difficult.
Yeah. Okay, good. So tell us about the Small Business PR Academy. What's that?
Yes, I just introduced it after years of in the trenches experience doing public relations. I have taken all of that and put it into a really easy peasy program for entrepreneurs. Basically, entrepreneurs can do their own public relations. They just need a little bit of training. Mm-hmm. So I created this really easy public relations, Small Business Public Relations Academy. So you can do it. You can even send your intern or administrative assistant online to take the program. It's broken down into 12 really easy modules with videos and workbooks. And so when you're done, you'll know exactly what to say to the media, how to get publicity for your business, and hopefully increase sales.
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Is that ready to go now?
It is. If you go to my website at RembrandtWrites.com, you'll see a link for the Small Business PR Academy, and all the information is there. And also, I wrote a book that outlines everything as well if you really need some help right away.
Yeah, okay. And what, tell us about the book.
The book is called Simple Publicity, and I've just broken down the steps of doing your own public relations, talking to the media, really easy and simple. Because as a small business owner, you've got a million things going on, so you need something simple. So I basically, again, took all of my experience and put it into this book to help entrepreneurs out there.
Wow. And where can they get the book?
Same thing, RembrandtWrites.com. And if you buy it on my site versus Amazon or one of the big booksellers out there, you get several bonuses too. And it's a little more inexpensive too. Hint, hint. So they can find that at RembrandtWrites.com.
Okay, good. And so do you do public speaking also?
I do. I've done worldwide training events where I teach entrepreneurs how to do SEO copywriting, how to deal with the media and talk to them, how to save money on content and use it in multiple ways. So I do speak regularly.
Yeah, right. SEO is a topic that also, like copywriting, makes most small business owners go, because everything is changing all the time. Just when you think you sort of understand what you need to do. Are there any little quick tips you can give people for SEO content writing?
Exactly. With search engine optimization, it can be overwhelming. And unless you do it full time and are aware of the trends all the time, forget about it because they're constantly changing. So I have a simple tip for you. The search engines are looking for quality content. You don't want to pack your content with keywords over and over. The key is quality. So if you just think about that, and writing some valuable information rather than just sell, 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 it will get noticed by the search engine. So then you don't have to worry about it quite so much.
Yeah, right. So I think it's like understanding what people are looking for, and that's what you write. Is that sum it up?
Exactly. And then you just look at your analytics and say, oh, nobody read that article. No one's really interested in that. So, you know, technology helps you along the way, and it really doesn't take that much time, but it can save you a lot of effort and money later on.
Yeah. And does it help to have a video inside of an article because of the YouTube connection to Google? Does that make a difference or not?
It does. I mean, video is huge today. It's just another medium to reach your audience. Now, just because everyone else is doing video or social media doesn't mean you need to jump on the bandwagon again. You know, basically you want to test it to see, hey, does my audience look at my videos or am I just wasting my time? But again, if you have a strategy in place, you take that video, you can take the transcript of the video and create articles from it and use it in many different ways. So videos are really good for a lot of different entrepreneurs out there.
Yes, I agree with you totally that people need to find what resonates with them and do that, because then they have joy when they're doing it instead of like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Exactly.
And that comes through with their finished product. It's like, nobody
wants. So true.
Oh, I wonder why. You hated it every minute you were doing it.
Well, you know, too, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have time to write. I don't have the money to hire a good copywriter. Don't forget about all the transcription software that's out there and also inexpensive transcribers. I mean, you could just talk and record what you're saying and then send it off to one of these freelancers who can actually turn it into content.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great tip. Thanks. So tell us about some of the myths about public relations.
Well, I mentioned one, that press release does not equal public relations. It's more about, you know, talking to the media directly. The other thing is you do not need to be a big business. That is one of the myths, that you need all this money. You need to be like one of the big Fortune 500 companies out there. And when it comes down to it, people want to hear the personal stories, especially on a local level or a success story. and they love talking to entrepreneurs, especially after they talk to people, publicists like me all the time. They don't want to talk to me. They want to talk to the entrepreneur because, you know, you have the direct experience and knowledge. You can provide your quotes directly. Mm-hmm. So they actually love talking to you. So, you know, don't let that myth get in the way that you have to be a big business. You don't. They really want to talk to you, the individual business owner.
Yeah, wow. That's fantastic. So tell us what your vision is for your company. How long have you been in business?
I have owned my own business for over 15 years now. I'm not going back. But I really just want to help as many entrepreneurs as possible get the right message out to the right people at the right time so that they're successful.
Yes. And over those 15 years, have you seen things change and shift at all?
Well, there's always the buzz going on about different technologies to use, and you need to do SEO, and you need this technology. But it all boils down to just having a valuable story that people want to hear. And if you keep it simple, it works a lot easier. So just a note to all the entrepreneurs out there, don't let all of the buzz get to you. You know, you can do it yourself, and it doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I am going to ask you a technology question.
Okay. I hope I can answer it.
Well, do you have a recommended email distribution service that you think is the best for small business owners right now?
Well, there are many out there, and obviously you have to do research to see what works best for you. I have to say AWeber, because I'm a certified AWeber email person.
Okay.
And I've used it for years, and it's very simple for me and very cost effective. And it just depends on what you need. And it's important to do the research, because a lot of the big ones out there you might find are too confusing and overwhelming, and they might sound great, but it might not work for your business. So even if you can afford a huge email system, it might not be right for you. So really take the time to do your research. But I love AWeber.
Yeah. And so when they're looking at those services, do they all offer like drip campaigns? Like, do you suggest that people do that as part of their content strategy when they, let's say they do a speaking engagement? A lot of the listeners of mine are people who use speaking as a means of, you know, growing their list and finding clients. So they get their name and they put them on their email list. Do you recommend doing some sort of drip campaign to them after they go on the list?
I do. I mean, especially if people have signed up and they want to get information from you. And again, it's all about building relationships with people and offering them valuable information they can use.
Yeah.
So you do want to look for something that works for you. Mm-hmm. You want to test it to see how often your fan base likes to hear from you.
Yeah.
But it's really important to follow up and keep in communications with the people who want to hear from you, because they wouldn't have signed up if they didn't care about what you had to say.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us what you do for fun.
Well, I am very athletic. I love to, I do Muay Thai kickboxing.
Okay.
I've been dancing since I was a little girl, tap, jazz, and ballet, and I still try to do that whenever I can. And then I also love to scuba dive. So whenever I can get out there and scuba dive, I am many feet under the water, so no one can bother me except the turtles.
So do you live close to the coast?
I do. Right now I'm in North Carolina. I'm only about an hour and a half away. I just moved recently from Los Angeles, and we used to go almost every weekend. So
it's
people don't realize how relaxing it is. I don't have to worry about it. Text messages or my phone going off. So
it's the ultimate escape.
Huh? It really is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Good. Have you noticed a difference in your business because of the pandemic?
You know, it's very funny. I'm kind of jealous of people right now who are just sitting home watching television, because I'm working a lot more. I'm really trying to help my clients. I've actually had a lot of new customers and clients come in right now because they're more focused on their messaging and what they're sending out. So if anything, I'm working harder than ever before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to know that there are people that are thriving during this time, because when you want to help people, and they need it desperately, you know, it's a perfect match, right?
Exactly. And I really don't work with any clients unless they help other people in some way. So that's really important to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Great. So I always ask everybody who's on the podcast here, what are three things that traits that when you see those in a person, you go, oh yeah, I know that person's going to soar to success.
Well, first of all, positive attitude. If you don't have that, you are not going to be successful. That's all there is to it. It really affects your life in many different ways. And then there's always needs to be a sense of learning. What's going on? You always want to be, you know, learning about new things going on, whether it has to relate to your business or not. It keeps you creative and open to new ideas.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think determination. You have to have that drive and determination to make your goals a reality. Otherwise, you're just going to end up sitting on the couch all day.
Dreaming about them.
Exactly. Yeah,
great. Those are really good ones. So I know you mentioned already where we can get the book and where we can go for the academy, but is there any other way that people can reach out to you?
Well, if they go to my site, all the information is there, RembrandtWrites.com. Mm-hmm. And I offer a lot of free tips and information. I also have a free newsletter. Various bonuses for my book. So there's lots of good information there. Even if a small business owner is starting out and they don't really know what to do about their content or their public relations.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the Soar to Success podcast with me. I really had fun talking to you.
Oh, thanks so much, Pat. Hopefully I offered some helpful information. So.
I think so. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.